ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 33 नारद इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम. You don't have to come closer because the demigods are all here. Everyone is here. Amayo yas cha bhutanam jayate yena subrata tad eva hi amayam dravyam napunati chikitsitam amayo yascha bhutanam jayate yena subrata tadeva hi amayam dravyam napunati chikitsitam amayo yascha bhutanam jayate yena suvrata tad eva hi amayam dravyam napunati chikitsitam amayo yascha bhutanam jayate yena subrata tad eva hi amayam dravyam napunati chikitsitam amaya tabhutanam tad yena subrata tad eva hi amayam dravyam na punati chikitsitam amayayascha bhutanam jayate yena subrata tadeva yamayam dravyam na punati chikitsitam amayayascha bhutanam jayate yena subrata tadeva hi amayam dravyam napunati chikitsitam amayo yascha bhutanam jayate yena subrata tadeva hi amayam dravyam napunati chikitsitam amayo yascha bhutanam jayate yena subrata jayate mayam yitsatam. Mataji, amayo yascha bhutanam jayate hananam bhavyam napunati chikitsitam amaya diseases ya yacha whatever bhutanam of the living being jayate become possible yena by the agency subrata of good soul tat that eva very he certainly amayam disease Dravyam thing. Na does it not. Punati cure. Chikitsitam treated with. O good soul, does not a thing applied therapeutically cure disease which was caused by that very same thing? Purport. An expert physician treats his patient with a therapeutic diet pages are stuck together. For example, milk preparations sometimes cause disorder of the bowels, but the very same milk converted into yogurt and mixed with some other remedial ingredients cures such disorders. Similarly, the threefold miseries of material existence cannot be mitigated simply by material activities. Such activities have to be spiritualized, just as by fire, iron is made red hot, and thereby the action of fire begins. Similarly, the material conception of a thing is at once changed as soon as it is put into the service of the Lord. That is the secret of spiritual success. We should not try to lord it over the material nature, nor should we reject material things. The best way to make the best use of a bad bargain is to use everything in relation with the Supreme Spiritual Being. Everything is an emanation from the Supreme Spirit, and by His inconceivable power, He can convert spirit into matter and matter into spirit. Therefore, a material thing, so-called, is at once turned into a spiritual force by the great will of the Lord. The necessary condition for such a change is to employ so-called matter in the service of the spirit. That is the way to treat our material diseases and elevate ourselves to the spiritual plane, where there is no misery, no lamentation, no fear. When everything is thus employed in the service of the Lord, we can experience that there is nothing except the Supreme Brahman. The Vedic mantra that everything is Brahman is thus realized by us. Amayam yas chabutanam jayate yena subrata tadeva hi amayam dravyam na punati chikitsitam. O good soul, does not a thing applied therapeutically cure a disease which was caused by that very same thing? So here, great example, Srila Prabhupada is giving that whenever something is used in the service of the Lord, it becomes Krishnaized. Prabhupada in one lecture said, you take the fruit and you cut it up, make some prayer. Formerly it was just fruit, and after you offer the with prayer to Krishna, it is prasadam. It becomes spiritualized. Just like when you put an iron in the fire, iron rod in the fire, it becomes like fire. When things are connected to Lord Krishna, they become Krishnaized. So in the early days of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada was explaining this to the devotees in San Francisco. And he told them to offer everything to Krishna. So devotees were so naive and innocent. The next morning they came to the altar in the temple in San Francisco, 1967, 68. And they were offering their little different paraphernalia of love between boyfriend and girlfriend on the altar. One guy came in with a box of saltine crackers in the box and offered it as prasadam. And at that time, Prabhupada accepted. Srila Prabhupada was happy. They're understanding this idea of offering everything to Krishna. Shyama Sundar Prabhu tells this story. Srila Prabhupada, when he was in London, early days, 1969-70, the Dainipan, we were printing with a Japanese printing company called Dainipan, and because devotees were going in the street with a conch shell, more or less begging for coins while they were giving out the magazine, there was no sophistication of book distribution yet. We owed Dainipan, ISKCON owed Dainipan over $18,000. So Srila Prabhupada was ready to print the Krishna book, but that would cost an additional $17,000-$18,000. And Dainipan wouldn't print unless it was paid for in advance, because we owed so much for the printing of Back to Godhead magazine. So in London, Shyama Sundar had become friends with George Harrison by visiting Apple Studios and making friends with him. He even told him, "Where have you been?" They walked into the studio during a recording session, and the other Beatles were a little bit distant. But George came up to Shyama Sundar and said, "Where have you been? I've been looking for you." So Srila Prabhupada told Shyama Sundar, "You go and ask him for the money to print Krishna book." Shyama Sundar was very hesitant, and Srila Prabhupada understood, because the relationship with George wasn't like that. As a famous rich person, everyone came to him for money and favors and so many things. So he didn't want to appear like one of those. Just like when Srila Prabhupada came to the West, he was just giving Krishna consciousness. They say Prabhupada came with 50 rupees. Try and understand, in 1965, you could not exchange rupees into dollars. That's a fact. So Prabhupada came literally with nothing. Not that it was, $6.04. It was nothing. Because when Prabhupada returned to India a few years later, a year and a half later, he still had those 50 rupees. No one in America at that time. Now I think you can exchange rupees at some special places. But at that time, rupees couldn't be exchanged. Things were a little different. And that money that Prabhupada came with was, for all intents and purposes, useless monopoly money. So Prabhupada had given Krishna consciousness freely. His mood had always been, he never asked anyone for anything. New devotees that were coming, he never asked them. Some organizations, in order to join, first thing is you have to sign over your life fortune. They have it in the bylaws. I've seen some of the Mayavadi organizations. Srila Prabhupada never asked. Hare Krishna mantra was free. But because he needed to print the Krishna book, it was finished and ready for printing. Srila Prabhupada told Shyama Sundar, "Krishna will help you. Don't be bashful. Don't be worried. Krishna will make the arrangement." So Shyama Sundar went to the house of some friend of George where they were having dinner. The family and George and Shyama Sundar. And at the end of the dinner, vegetarian dinner offered to Krishna, he said, "George, we've printed, were trying to print the Krishna book. It was a rainy, thundering night, a little bit, in somewhere in London. So, all of a sudden, big mansion they were in, big popular, I think he was a, what do they call when you build houses? Some kind of cultural builder, the friend's house, big house, beautiful house. He said Shyamasundar was very frightened, and he said, Srila Prabhupada needs and wants, told me to ask you for $18,000 for printing the Krishna book. All of a sudden, true story, Shyamasundar tells, there was a great bolt of lightning and thunder they could hear at the table immediately. The lights went out. The rain's pouring. The sky is thundering. The children of the person who had them there were like frightened. And 30 seconds, whatever it was later, the lights came back on. And George, everyone was stunned. George said, how can I say no to that? How can I refuse that? Can you imagine? He was asked, and Krishna sent, somehow or other, a bolt of lightning and thunder. And George knew. He said, how could I refuse that? So he paid. He offered his money in Krishna's service to pay for Krishna book. And he also wrote a beautiful introduction, which we use to this day in the Krishna book. So Srila Prabhupada was teaching everyone, offer everything to Krishna. He had told Shyamasundar, Krishna will make the arrangement. And when Shyamasundar came back and told Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada was like, Krishna made the arrangement. It wasn't like Prabhupada mystically, but he was praying, make some arrangement. And Krishna arranged somehow or other this mystical, what they called mini miracle. So in this way, even in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada was teaching that the secret of success, Prabhupada points out here, that the material conception, as soon as it is put in the service of the Lord, it has become spiritual. That is the secret of spiritual success. In other words, everything we have, all of our love, all of our devotion, everything has to be offered in the service of the Lord. And that isn't in a mood of familiarity, thinking that I'm some advanced person, I know everything, but one maintains awe and reverence for the Supreme Personality. For Rukmini Dwarkadish, we're awe and reverent. We don't feel comfortable to think that we're so advanced that we can relax with the Lord or relax in front of the Lord. We're keeping that mood of awe and reverence. Srila Prabhupada himself maintained that mood of awe and reverence and showed all the devotees how to always be in awe and totally reverent to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so Prabhupada gave the devotees such a wonderful opportunity and pushed his books. I was reading that one devotee had written a history of Prabhupada, Yogeshwar. And in his book, he told some Sankirtan story that I was quite amazed by. I had never heard this story. He said the Prabhupada's books were being distributed. Devotees didn't know what was the result immediately, but soon it became evident. He was in France. And there was a story of one man. He was upset. His life was not going very well. His business was not good. His marriage relationship was failing. So he decided, I'm going to go out fishing. Because in the material world, no one is educated. Natevidu, Swargagati, He Vishnu. They don't know. They can turn to Krishna. He found out. He went in his boat. You know the story? He went in his boat somewhere in Paris, outside of Paris. And he started his fishing. I don't know. I never did this fishing. But he did the fishing thing with the net, with the hook and the line. It went into the water and he felt some weight right away on the fishing line, on the pole. So it wasn't moving, but it was some weight. So he reeled it in. He thought, maybe I've caught something. And it was first canto Srimad Bhagavatam in a waterproof plastic wrap. In Europe, they have always, famously, sometimes we also do the plastic wrap. You put the books in the plastic wrap so that they remain protected and fresh. So someone, somehow or other, had put Srimad Bhagavatam into the pond, or the lake, whatever it was. And this man fished it out, read the Bhagavatam, and became a devotee of Lord Krishna. Who can imagine? We have no idea. You're giving out a book, and the book is calling. I had one story that someone had written me some years ago. He had gotten a Bhagavad Gita, kept it in his apartment in California, read it a few times and thought, this is very nice. But then he moved to Florida. And when he moved to Florida, he was moving into his apartment. He had put down the Gita 5 or 6 years ago. He doesn't even know what he did with the Bhagavad Gita. And when he was in Florida, he was moving all his stuff. He went to the garbage. He went to another garbage dumpster to throw out some things he didn't need. And not from his refuse, but from someone else, before he threw out his garbage, he went in the dumpster and saw something that looked very beautiful. It was paperback Krishna book, intact. So he pulled it out. When he received the book, the devotee had written to John from whatever the devotee's name was in the front of the book, from Swavas, whoever had done it, years ago. He pulled out the book and looked at it with great awe and shock. It said, to John from so-and-so devotee, Das. And he realized that the Bhagavad Gita had followed him. He wrote to us at the BBT. The Bhagavad Gita had followed him from California to Florida. and came right to put it right back in his house, started reading again. What should I do next? Krishna is following me. Krishna is stalking me. He didn't say, but we can say. I also felt before I joined, I used to walk on the street. I knew devotees, but I was trying to get away from it. I was 19 or not even 20, trying to go to college. It was too much Krishna consciousness. And everywhere I'd go, devotees would come running up. They were like stalking me. I couldn't get away. Krishna is stalking to make you Krishna conscious. So don't think that by my endeavor of distributing books or preaching Krishna consciousness, people will not be Krishnaized. That's the philosophy. By engaging everything, Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe, Jukta Vairagya Uchate. By engaging everything in Krishna service, what's that verse? By engaging Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe, everything in Krishna service, that becomes Krishna's. This is, Prabhupada calls this the secret of success. So whatever we have, whatever we do, whatever we're thinking, whatever is available to us, we offer to Krishna, we use in Krishna's service. This is, Srila Prabhupada points out, real Krishna consciousness. So in those early days, I was reading, devotees were struggling to try to come to grips with Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada had gone back to India after a few years in America. He took one devotee, American devotee, with him. They wanted to start ultimately a center in Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada was utilizing everything in Krishna's service. Even his health was so delicate that not only he had the heart attacks on the boat, on the Jaladuta, on the way over, but later Prabhupada became very ill in, I believe it was California, San Francisco. And he waited till he became a little better to return to India. Had to recuperate for some months. And we were personally, years later, it was very interesting. Srila Prabhupada was using everything in Krishna service, and the doctors would come. The Kaviraj came and told Srila Prabhupada, you have to constantly keep your legs fully covered, your thigh and knee and legs, with a warm chadar. It was August 77 in Vrindavan, 120 degrees in the shade. So hot. And you have to keep socks on your feet. So I noticed that Prabhupada never kept the socks on his feet and never covered his lap. Tamal Krishna Maharaj came up. We were there fanning Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan and said, Srila Prabhupada, the Kaviraj is here. He's come. So Prabhupada wasn't speaking very much. He said, get the chadar. So I got the chadar. He said, put it on my lap. The socks. Put the socks on. The Kaviraj came up. Prabhupada had the socks on and had his lap covered with the chadar. So as far as Srila Prabhupada was concerned, he was utilizing everything. I was thinking yesterday, I went to some doctor and he said, you have to take this medicine. I took the medicine for 1 month. I went back yesterday. And he said, yes, it did the job. I said, so now can I stop taking the medicine? He said, no. I said, well, how long do I have to take it? He said, the rest of your life. So they made an appointment. You come and see me in 6 months. And the medicine had worked in 2 weeks. He saw me a month or 2 weeks prior. So I thought of Prabhupada, and I thought, I'll stop taking the medicine because of the bad effects of the medication. But I hope he's not listening. 2 weeks before the appointment, I'll start taking the medicine again and go in to show, see, I'm taking the drops, everything's fine. So Prabhupada did like that. He was utilizing everything in Krishna's service. And he did what was necessary to keep body and soul together to engage in Krishna's service. This is our mission also. Somehow or other, we have a great mission to serve Srila Prabhupada, to distribute Krishna consciousness to ourselves, be Krishna conscious. And whatever it takes, yena kena prakarena, whatever it takes, Prabhupada would oftentimes say, do the needful. Do whatever. Prabhupada, this happened, that happened. Do the needful, Prabhupada would say. Whatever it takes, yena kena prakarena, whatever is necessary to maintain your Krishna consciousness, to keep engaging in devotional service. If you need a hearing aid, fine. Get a hearing aid. If you need to be rolled into the temple, no problem. There are so many who can roll. We'll roll you. Whatever is necessary to keep engaging in Krishna consciousness. And this is our mission, that Srila Prabhupada came such a delicate time in his life, externally speaking, materially speaking, but he did the needful. He did what was necessary so that he could stay long enough to establish the Krishna consciousness movement, to fulfill the desire of his spiritual master. So Srila Prabhupada has given us an order. One order Prabhupada gave in 1975 in Sridhar Mayapur to all the devotees that were there. So many devotees at the Mayapur festival in March of 75. Prabhupada said, just serve Krishna and spread this movement for 50 years of your life. At the time, most of us were youngsters. 1975, we were very young. Practically new devotees. 50 years means 2025. That's 7 years from now. Which means someone was 25 at the time of 75, means he'd be 75 years old. You can't quit then. Even if you're still living, you've got no resume to get a job anywhere else. You have to serve Krishna. You're stuck. So Prabhupada gave that order, just dedicate your life for 50 more years. And the devotees were thinking, yes, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. I'm not trying to sprint and win a race. This is a long marathon to stay till at least 2025. I don't think anybody who stayed in 2025 is going to say, okay, I did it. I'm done. By then you'll be in, I think, some kind of hospice home for the Hare Krishnas. Home of the hospice Hare Bulls, Hare Krishnas. So Prabhupada has given us these instructions. This is our life. Spread Krishna consciousness, work hard, and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by offering the fruits of one's hard labor for existence to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is our motto. First Canto Bhagavatam states, this is our motto for life. We do this throughout this lifetime, and we'll be able, by Krishna's grace, to advance, to be spiritualized, hopefully to the point of returning back to Godhead, or hopefully to the point of returning to assist Prabhupada, hopefully at least not taking an animal or less birth. We become Krishna-ized, spiritualized, and we try to make everyone and everything that we come in contact with spiritualized, Krishna-ized, by giving them Krishna Katha. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.